It's been a while since we've been here. It's good to be back tonight. And we're looking forward to being in a service at the highway. Praise God. Acts chapter number 2. Then we'll be going to chapter number 4. And we'll read a couple verses in chapter 6. And then Ephesians chapter 5. Acts 2 and 1 says, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." Chapter number 4, and verse 31 says this, "And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the Word of God with boldness." Then in Acts chapter number 6, verse number 1. "And in those days when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, It is not reason that we should leave the Word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you 7 men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business." And then my text tonight in Ephesians chapter number 5, verse number 18. "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled." Filled with the Spirit. That's what I want to preach about tonight. Filled. Overflowing. Bubbling over. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Would you pray and ask us tonight, ask the Lord to help us tonight. Father, we need Your touch tonight. We need Your help. God, I see my need for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Would You come by and anoint us tonight to preach Your Word. Touch us, we ask, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. It's a wonderful feeling to be full. Amen. There's a big difference driving down the highway whenever your tank is full than when you're sitting on the side of the highway whenever your gas tank is empty. It's a wonderful thing to be filled. Amen. Whenever you get up too late to eat breakfast on Sunday morning, and you sit through the Sunday school lesson, and then you sit through the preaching of the Word, amen, and you're back wishing Brother Collins would make the dismissal, amen. It's a wonderful thing to pull into the parking lot of Ryan's, and some of you go there, we ate with you this past Sunday, amen, and sit there and enjoy yourself and feel yourself so full. You don't even feel like standing up and walking out, amen, because you have been filled, amen, with that wonderful food they serve there at Ryan's. Amen. It's a wonderful thing to be filled. But I'm talking to you tonight about something different than just the natural. It's more than just gas in your tank. It's more than just food in your stomach. Amen. But it's an experience. Amen. It's an experience that when you pull up to the table of God, amen, you can dig down into it and get so full. Amen. You don't hardly know what to do with yourself when you finally get there. Amen. Filled tonight. Filled. Amen. In the Bible where it says in chapter 18, it says that we're to be filled with the Spirit. In Acts 2, it told us they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. The room was filled with the sound of a rushing mighty wind. Amen. And in Acts chapter 4, their place was shaken when they prayed. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'd like to preach to you tonight, if you're not filled, amen, if you're getting a little empty, it's time that you come back to the altar and let God fill you afresh. Amen. It seems to me in this day that we're living in, amen, we have a lot of people, amen, that sit right in our holiness churches who claim to be Pentecostal, and yet they are not experiencing or not filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In our camp meetings and in our meetings, we find a lot of people, amen, and we need this. We need holiness preaching. We love to get up and preach, and we preach on the clothesline until we're all, amen, just about hung out to dry. Amen. We get there, and it's a good thing we do, because a church who ceases to preach holiness, amen, will cease to be holiness. Amen. But friend, let me tell you something. We wonder sometimes with our holiness message why we sit high and dry at our services. I'll tell you why. We got a lot of folks meeting the standard, amen, but they're not getting full of the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It takes more than a standard, amen, to be effective for the cause of Christ. It takes an anointing. Amen. It takes somebody that is full of the power of God. Somebody that has emptied themselves out to this world. They've emptied out the world out of their life. They've cleansed themselves from the filthiness of the flesh. Amen. And they have come in and are full of the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We must be filled. Amen. There's a lot of people tonight that sit in our churches, amen, that are empty. Amen. We sit and we wonder why in the world we don't shout like we used to. We wonder why in the world we don't run the pews like we used to, or run the aisles like we used to. I think I got a good reason why. It's because there's a lot of people that used to do it that ain't near as full of the Holy Ghost as they once was. And it's been a while since they got down to an altar. Amen. And just let the power of God overflow their soul. Amen. If there's anything we need tonight, it's to be full of the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We must be full. Amen. In Ephesians 5:18, amen, that word there, be filled with the Spirit, it carries the meaning in the Greek of a repeatedly being filled, amen, with the Holy Ghost, or a continuing, amen, experience in the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You know what happens to young people sometimes? Amen. We run off to youth camp, we have a wonderful time, we sing, we shout, we listen to the preacher, amen, and we get a wonderful experience in God. Amen. But then it's 3, 4, 5 weeks before we find ourselves in an altar praying again. Amen. You know what's happened? Amen. They didn't come back down to the spout where the glory comes out. Amen. If we're going to be full of the Holy Ghost, amen, we've got to continue to come to the fountain of living waters. If we want our soul to be full of His power, we've got to make another trip, amen, to the altar where God pours out His blessings. We must be full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God sets a premium on the Holy Ghost. Did you know that? Jesus set a premium on the Holy Ghost. And in the New Testament, in the Gospels, especially in John, we find Jesus talking about the Comforter. Amen. He says, if I don't go, the Comforter cannot come. Amen. And he went on to tell us, amen, the Holy Ghost was coming, amen, to carry on His stead, to carry on the ministry of Christ, to come in Christ's stead, amen, and continue His ministry on. And yet there's people in the house of God who see no need to be full of the Holy Ghost. They have no desire to be full of the Holy Ghost. But I'm here to tell us tonight, amen, if we are going to be what God intends for us to be, amen, if we're going to live up to the potential that we have in the Word of God, we must be full of the power of the Holy Ghost. For us to sit on a Pentecostal pew and hear a holiness message, we are living beneath our privileges if we're not experiencing the power of the Holy Ghost in our lives. Amen. We must be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Young people are afraid of what it'll make them do or how to make them look. Amen. But friend, let me tell you something. You need to get past those little things, amen, that are keeping you back from experiencing the fullness of the Holy Ghost. It's a wonderful thing to shout every once in a while. It's a wonderful thing to worship God. Amen. But that's not the reason why we need the Holy Ghost. We need to be full because there's devils out there trying to take our soul down. There's people there warring against our soul. We must be full of the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We need to be filled. Amen. It's time that we get past being just half filled. It's time that we just quit. Amen. And join a little sprinkle every once in a while. But why don't we get down and let God pour out the Holy Ghost? Amen. In a way we've never had Him before. Amen. I remember an experience whenever I was a teenager, a young teenager, probably about 14 years old. Amen. We was having one of those services that we had every once in a while at Bethel Chapel in Granite City when the power of God would fall on a Sunday night. Amen. And there was people rejoicing and worshiping the Lord. And I got around the altar and wasn't very many young people there with me. In fact, I was the only one that stayed. Amen. But I said, God, I want the fullness of Your Spirit in my soul tonight. Amen. I came down to an altar and there I raised my hands and I said, Lord, I ain't leaving until You give me what I come for. Amen. About 2 hours later, they helped me into the car. Amen. My mama got me home. I was still, amen, under the influence of the power of the Holy Ghost. Why? I got in contact with the power of God and it had filled me to overflowing. Amen. You don't want to make the difference for you on your job? Amen. It'll be when you get full of the Holy Ghost. You don't want to make the difference for you in the service of God? It'll be when you get full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We must be filled with the Holy Ghost power. Amen. Some churches today need to take Pentecost off the door. Amen. Because they're no longer Pentecostal. Amen. You know what drew people to our services? Amen. Years ago. Amen. I've read about it. It was people that were experiencing the fullness of the Spirit of God. Brother Dennis, why aren't we seeing people here? Why aren't we seeing this? Why aren't we seeing that? Amen. Phoenix, because there is a lack of children of God that are full of the power of the Holy Ghost. If there's something, anything we need tonight, amen, to make the Pentecostal highway of holiness go over top for God, it's for them to get full of the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Sometimes, like I said before, we get up and in our camp meetings we'll hear holiness preached every service and thank God for it. Amen. If we don't hear the preaching of holiness, amen, our movement will cease to exist. But the thing that's going to carry the holiness movement on is when we get so full of the Holy Ghost and controlled by the power of God. Amen. That we can win a world for Jesus Christ. If you haven't noticed it, amen, the world's getting darker than it ever has been before. Amen. There is evil on every hand. The only way we're going to be able to combat the enemy in this hour is to be full of the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We're in the last days. We're in the last days. We read through the Bible. It didn't seem like very many in between very many chapters. Amen. When you read through the New Testament, amen, it seems like Jesus was always coming in contact, amen, with demons. Amen. When you read through that book of Acts, you find that Paul and Peter and James and John, they were always coming in contact, amen, with the sorcerers, amen, with those that were under demonic control. But yet in our day today, amen, we live in one of the most evil generations that has ever been. And yet we're not seeing any of them manifested. Is it that the devil's not possessing people anymore? I don't believe so. Amen. You know what I think it is? There is a lack of men and women, amen, that are full of the power of God. Amen. That even notices whenever there is demon activity that we come in contact with. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. Something that alarms me tonight is we need to get so full of the Holy Ghost, amen, that we are under His control, amen, that when we need to speak a word, we can speak a word. When we come in contact with somebody that needs to be healed, we have the power under His influence to be able to reach out and lay hands on them and see them healed. Amen, friend, we need to be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen, filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I've heard it said this way before. Amen. If we're going to get back to what Pentecost was, amen, we better tighten it down and preach sanctification more. Amen. That may be the case. Amen. But I don't think it's the one cutting the hair that's causing us not to have the move of the Holy Ghost. I believe it's those that don't cut the hair and aren't full of the Holy Ghost.
Are you hearing me tonight? I don't think we have to worry about the one that's putting the makeup on. It's the ones that aren't and that are not filled with the Holy Ghost we need to worry about tonight. If we're going to experience revival, it's time that we get filled once again. When we can come into a service and forget about time and forget about who's sitting across the church and who's here and who's not, and just experience, amen, the move of the Holy Ghost like we desire to have it. We must be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen, friend. Or you may say, are you preaching you got to have the Holy Ghost to get to heaven? No, sir, I'm not saying that. But I'm saying if you want to get there in a victorious way, the best way I know to do it is to get full of the power of the Holy Ghost, to be able to fight the devil. Amen, to be able to live victorious over his devices. Amen, to live, amen, like God intends for us to live, is to be full of the power of the Holy Ghost. We must be filled with His Spirit. Amen. Young people fight and fight all the time. Amen. They war against worldliness and they don't understand, some of them. Amen. You see them right now. There seems like they're faltering and they're just kind of just barely hanging on. Amen. Young people, you're here tonight. Let me encourage you. Amen. Get in here and get full of the Holy Ghost. You won't have to worry about backsliding if you'll get full of His Holy Ghost. Amen. Brother Cook used to teach people at Bethel Chapel. I heard it before. I've heard it. It's been passed down through generation after generation. Amen. You pray until you speak in tongues every day, you'll never backslide. Amen. Because you'll be full of the power of the Holy Ghost. What are you trying to say to us tonight, Dennis? I'm trying to get you to realize we need to be full of the power of the Holy Ghost. Well, I got the Holy Ghost 20 years ago. Amen. Have you spoken tongues and had an experience with the Holy Ghost in the last week? Amen. You need to get it again. Amen. It's been since youth camp since I got the Holy Ghost. It's been since last revival. I'm here to tell you tonight, Saturday night after Christmas is the best time that I can think of to get in and get another experience in the power of the Holy Ghost and get full. Amen. Get filled to overflowing. Full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. What's the best way to get it, Brother Dennis? Amen. Just forget about everything. Sanctify your vessel holy. Amen. Begin to worship God and you won't have to worry about it. Amen. The Holy Ghost will come by and fill your soul. Amen. The Holy Ghost will do it. Amen. If you'll just reach out for Him. If you'll just desire it. If you'll just get hungry for it. Amen. We can preach, and I've preached to young people, and I've preached to older ones just the same. Amen. And I preach about the Holy Ghost, and they'll sit there and they'll say, that's what I want, that's what I need, I need the Holy Ghost. And they'll come into that service, and they'll seek and pray, and they'll sweat, and I mean, they'll just give it all they got. Amen. And then it's another 2 months, or it's the next revival, or it's the next youth camp. Before you see them praying for it again, you ain't nearly hungry enough for it. Amen. You need to get a hunger. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen. If you'll get a hunger and a craving for the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You know what I mean more than anything in my life as a young preacher? It's to be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. If I'm going to be successful for God, I've got to be anointed of God. I've got to be full of the Holy Ghost. If you're going to be successful for God in witnessing to those you work with and winning your lost family, get full of the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let Him control your life. Amen. And be filled with the Spirit. Amen. We've got plenty of those that are drunk with wine where there's an excess. We've got plenty that are drunk on sports and athletics. We've got plenty that are drunk and consumed with the pleasures of this world. But where are those that are filled with the Spirit of God? Where are those that are not worried about what's going on around them and just get an experience in the power of the Holy Ghost? Friend, that's what we need. Amen. We're drawing close to the end of time. We must be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In Acts chapter 2, it happened. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. I read to you in Acts chapter 4. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. In Acts chapter 6, they were looking for men full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And that's my heart's prayer tonight. Where are those that are full of the Holy Ghost? Where are those that are so full of the Holy Ghost that it seems like every step they take and every word they say is directly controlled by the Spirit of God? Amen. There's men of God in this country that scare me. Amen. There are men of God that put fear in me when I'm around them. You say, have men like L.D. Moore. Amen. Men like Ralph Cox, L.L. Collins. Amen. Men that have great gifts of God. They scare me. They put fear in me. You know why? Amen. Because they're men of God controlled by the Spirit of God. Amen. Oh, that we had more individuals. Oh, if we had more young people. Oh, if we had more older folks. If we had more grandmas and grandpas. Amen. That saw a need to be consumed. Amen. And filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's my message to you tonight. Amen. Are you filled? Amen. Or are you like the five foolish virgins that ran out of oil? They found themselves empty and wasn't able to make it when the calling came. Amen. They found themselves empty. They were not filled. Amen. Be filled with the Spirit. Amen. Lay down the things of this life. Lay down the things of this world. Amen. And pick up the Spirit. Be full of the Spirit of God. Amen. Let the Holy Ghost consume your life. Would you stand tonight? And let's ask the Lord to help us. Would you, Father? Amen. I've done my best to preach what you laid on my heart this afternoon. God, I pray that you would fill us to overflowing. God, consume our lives with the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, for those that are here tonight, it's been a while since they've had an experience in your Spirit. I pray the power of God would flood this place tonight. God, give us an overflow of your Holy Ghost power, we pray. Move around this place in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We have about 5 minutes before 7:30. Why don't we find us a place to pray for the service tonight?